America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When you wake up on a Wednesday after an election day, and that's always going to be history in our lifetime, and we had more of that last night into this morning, and we usually joke about how 10:01 things generally happen, news breaks, and even though most people overnight understood what was going to happen and where this election was trending, it was just a few minutes ago, actually about 25 minutes ago, where the AP and the New York Times called the election for Donald Trump. So he is going to be the 45th and the 47th president of the United States. And you know, something we talked about, I don't know if we talked about on the air or off the air, maybe both, about how after what we saw in 2016, how could you really believe any of the polling in these future elections? And here we are again. Oh, it's close. It's close. It's margin. It's margin. It's thin. It's hair. It's this. It's whatever. I mean, and this was not close at all. And there were some really shocking numbers within cities, some areas that were always blue that even in states where he lost, he did very well. So this was a statement last night for the country. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I'm tired. I'm like everybody else. I stayed up. I watched it all the way until about 3 o'clock in the morning, and then shut my eyes, and I woke up and got here.
Three?
So it was crazy. I mean, I love this kind of stuff, and I'm involved in all of it. And in terms of just wanting to know what people around the country are thinking about. And I was watching my buddy Bill Hemmer in front of all these different graphics. I was like, my head was spinning. Mm. I mean, he was in front of everything. I mean, in front of the map. He was in front of, these AI-generated some sort of graphics on the screen. I mean, Fox. And then I wanted to, you know, check around. I want to see what CNN was saying, what MSNBC was saying. Like, you know, so you see it. I'm not gloating this morning, but I will say this. I am very happy. I'm very happy for four reasons. They're my four grandkids. That's why I'm happy. I'm happy that, you know, that I believe that we will get back on track and it will be good for everyone. When the economy is good, we all win. Every single one of us win. When the mortgage rates go down, interest rates go down, we as the American population win. And I think that there is a, you know, that we got away from ourselves these last 3.5 years. And I would say that here in New York, it's probably still getting away from us in a lot of different ways, as we have a mayor getting ready to go on a corruption trial and a number of things happening here within the city. But, you know, watching this, and if the Republicans, and I'm an independent, by the way, I'm a registered independent, but if the Republicans do win the House of Representatives, then it will be a clear ass-kicking landslide, and it will be America sending a message that we want to get back to what we believe our American values are, and that is freedom and liberty and an opportunity for everyone, not just a certain segment of the population, but for everyone. So I feel fulfilled this morning. I feel happy this morning, but I also know that we have certain issues here in New York that were voted on that didn't go the way that I would have liked them to go. But, you know, what am I going to do? I'm just going to have to accept it if I want to live here. And I'm going to have to, you know, listen to people supporting different programs that I don't certainly believe in. But on the federal level, on the national level, this was a resounding victory. And it really, truly was. You know, and if I were a Democrat, the first thing I would do is I would think about, man, we got to think about our messaging and what the hell we're talking about and what we're trying to shove down the throats of Americans who don't want to stand for it anymore. So, like I said, I don't want to gloat, but I certainly am fulfilled and happy that it turned out the way it did.
Yeah, and of course, I'm no political science expert, but just watching the people on all the networks yesterday and consuming it like everybody else in our listening audience did, it seemed like those who really have followed this and all the campaigns and what both parties were hammering, it seemed like the economy and the border were two things that were underestimated by the Democrats and the Harris campaign, where they would talk about it, but they wouldn't talk about it in the way that Donald Trump would, and that was probably the difference. Now, there was one thing, and I bounced around, too. There was something that was interesting with polling. So I don't know if you'd watch each network. You know, I saw a little bit of CNN. I saw a little bit of regular NBC News. I watched Fox News, and Fox had done a poll, but it wasn't like exit polling of who you voted for. They did an exit poll with 130,000 voters just on what was the most important thing to you.
Depending on who you were.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, were you a man, woman, Hispanic, black, white, Asian, yes.
Yeah,
breaking it all down as tightly as they could.
And the reason why they did that was because of what I said earlier about how some of this polling and the things that we have seen are just so inaccurate when it comes to actual election day. So they were saying, wait, what if we did it this way? And actually, that's exactly the way it turned out. Like, the issues that people were saying were concerning to them were the ones that on the Donald Trump campaign were the bigger issues. And it turned out that way. I mean, and it's fascinating to see some of the counties and some of the areas within cities where, even though maybe he lost Illinois, but still, if you look at Chicago, you saw how many more people came out and voted red there. It was definitely a statement, and we are insanely divided. But I know both you and I, if it had gone the other way, would sit here and say, okay, maybe it didn't go the way you wanted it to, but we've got to support. We've got to continue to try to be together. We are one,
Well, we are the greatest country on earth.
Right. What I just hope, just to finish the statement, yeah. That's what I just hope people who are angry today or upset, like, listen, man, like, what are we going to do? We're going to sit here and hate each other forever? Like, let's just try to everybody, whether you're happy or not happy, think positively about the next 4 years, and then maybe you'd be in a better financial situation personally
in the
next 4 years.
I think you will be. And the reason I say that is just simply because of the people that Donald Trump this time around has surrounded himself with. And, I would just say that the biggest mover in this whole thing was Elon Musk and what he did with X. And if it wasn't for that, and if it wasn't for, some would say some of it is disinformation, but a lot of it is accurate information. And he is a free speech advocate, and he wants people out there talking about uncomfortable things. And if it weren't for him, there's no way Donald Trump is sitting here today. The other one I would also say is that when you start to reach out across the aisle to other people that have been disenfranchised by the party that they had been so tied to for so long, like an RFK or a Tulsi Gabbard or any of these people, look, they're all political animals. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, from the outside, most of us that have a reasonable sense about what's going on, look at that and say, okay, that is quite the array of different types of people that have different aspects of their political thoughts that want to make America better, healthier, and if you want to use the word greater, fine. You could use that if you want. But I think that this group of people is going to change the course of American history. And this election, especially at the federal level, tells you all you need to know about how America feels. The blue wall, and we here live in a deeply blue liberal state. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I both live on Long Island. That may be red.
Well, Suffolk County especially. Yeah.
Right. And I do think that, Proposition 1 here, I voted against it. I didn't like it. I don't like the Trojan horse aspect of it. And we're going to have to deal with that when certain issues pop up. And it's going to be really interesting to see how this adversely affects people. But I will say that maybe that prop was put on the ballot because of what Bruce Blakeman did in Nassau County when it came to transgender athletes on county land. So I think this was obviously a reaction to that. At least that's the way I see it. I may be wrong, but I feel that way about it. But all I know is that at the end of the day, if the economy is humming, that means it benefits everybody. Everybody. And, that's whether you're Democrat, Republican, independent like I am, that's a good thing for everybody.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, I think just from my own sense of how things went, I think that for the people that maybe didn't vote for Trump or voted for Biden or didn't vote in 2020 and then came out for Donald Trump this time, you know, the people that maybe switched, because obviously a lot of people did. Like a lot of people, if you look at the numbers all over the country, there were people who changed their mind.
Got sold a bill of goods and they didn't like it. And didn't like the reaction to it.
Right. So, I mean, it was like, oh, you know, this guy and his mean tweets and he's nasty and he's rude and this and that. And we're going to go this way. And then when, you know, the interest rates go from the historic lows to the highest we've seen since the 70s. When you go to the grocery store and you're like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? When you see two wars happen, they're like, okay, you know, we gave you a shot and this is what you did with it. So now I'm looking back at the 4 years that he was here and his mean tweets and his rude press conferences are a hell of a lot better than the fact that I'm looking at my bank account getting drained every 5 seconds.
I look at the inflation, which is the economy, number one thing. It affects, like I said, all of us. And when energy prices go through the roof, guess what? We all pay for it in some way, shape, or form, whether it be through higher prices, higher taxes because of those higher prices. You know, the people that, you know, are making ends meet just barely, or those who can't make ends meet. I mean, you can't even imagine what their lives are like. It's, you know, like our foundation tries to help CF families that can't make ends meet. You know, we try to stay in our lane, do what we can do for CF families when they struggle. And, you know, there's been a lot of struggle over the last 4 years, and there always will be struggle with them just simply because of the medical costs. But the fact is that you have to be practical about this and look at it from a from an economy standpoint. As Bill Clinton once said, it's the economy, stupid. And he was right. And I think this is exactly what's going on. That, the border, some of these woke DEI things that are out there that people just do not, they don't feel like it's fair. And I think America spoke, and they spoke loudly. Now the question is will they be able to hold the House of Representatives? If the Republicans do that, then I think that Donald Trump has 2 years to really invoke a lot of change and see if he can get this economy humming again. If they don't win the House of Representatives, you know, people like Jamie Raskin and people like that are going to be all over him. And they're going to feel like they're empowered to stop him from doing things that he wants to do. So there's still a lot of question marks and a lot of things that are left to be said before he gets sworn in, or answered, I should say, before he gets sworn in. And it's going to be a wild, I mean, wild next month and a half.
Absolutely. And I know how things got out of control with the polling in 2016. And a lot of people look back at that and what was wrong, and, you know, how come people didn't see the Trump victory coming then. What I can't understand, though, is after having gone through that in 2016 and the polling being so wrong, that once again the same thing happened. Like, how could you be so wrong? Like, at every one of these expert electoral maps, I didn't see one of them that had Donald Trump winning both Wisconsin and Michigan and then getting that close in Virginia, by the way. You know, it was like, okay, you know, he'll probably get Georgia, he'll get North Carolina, it'll come down to Pennsylvania. I didn't see one that had Wisconsin and Michigan going his way on any network. I mean, and he took those. I mean, it's like, why would you believe in the future any pre-election poll ever again?
I'll tell you what, but believe to me, I was following on X, and I was following the gambling sites.
Well, yeah,
the gambling sites are like more accurate than anything else.
Yes, but at the same time, all right, I agree, and that's why I sent both you guys that a couple days ago with the the lines, but. At the same time, the gambling sites reacted to one of the most BS things that had been out there in the last couple of days with that Des Moines Register Iowa poll, where they're like, "Oh, she's leading by X amount of points," and then the gambling lines actually, you know, came back down in her favor because of that. And that was that couldn't have been more of a hoax.
I think they get rid of that newspaper. it's just, and that's the other thing too, is that how we consume news, how the way news is delivered to us, and where we get our news from. You know, and everybody's different. Everybody has their favorite, you know, political pundit. Everybody has their favorite TV show. Everybody has their favorite newspaper or website to go to and try to find out. I'll tell you, this Elon Musk impact in this is enormous. It is enormous. He now is got to be the most famous person in the world if Donald Trump isn't. It's just simply because the interactions on X last night exceeded 6 billion. 6 billion interactions on X, a company that he owns and he bought. And right. Expose the Twitter files.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love Musk.
I do, actually. You know, I do. I think he's bright. And one of the things that if Donald Trump can live up to like half of what he's promised, that's going to be interesting. But one of the things he promised is a government accountability office. And he wants Elon Musk to run that. And he's going to look at this bureaucracy and go, what the F are we doing here? How much money are we spending on things that make absolutely no sense? And and I think that's something that the people who voted for this change, that is a big aspect to the vote. I mean, I want to see it. There's so much bureaucracy. There's so much, and I don't even get into the deep state aspect of it. I'm just saying there's so many levels of regulations. You can't get anything done.
Yeah, but you're right, and there's a lot of things that were probably never going to change in that regard, but, you know, one thing remains is the fact that when you get an opportunity in this country to go out and vote and you get your voice heard, sometimes the country sends very, very loud and decisive messages, and that happened last night and yesterday. It really did. And no matter what side you're on, no matter what sign you put on your lawn, if you're sitting here this morning and not agreeing with that statement, meaning that the country told the world what's going on, then you're in denial.
It's interesting. I do know people that are on the transition team for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did not have a transition team this early when he became the 45th president. And they raised money to put this transition team in place because they really felt in their heart that they were going to win. And this transition team is a group of people that are extremely successful. And they want to make sure that when they hit the ground, in January, that they hit the ground running and that they start immediately changing things for the better for everybody. And that is something that he didn't do the last time. You know, I think the last time he was shocked that he won. This time, there's still a lot of hurdles that they got to get through and get over, but the transition team is put together. They're interviewing people. I think that they feel like they have a really good handle on who their cabinet's going to be. And with the majority in the Senate, they'll have no problem getting their cabinet members through when they go through all their... Because, you know, That's another way that you can like stall some of the things that the president wants to do. Now he also has the executive order power, much like we saw, you know, President Biden use his when he got into office. We'll see Donald Trump use his as well. Don't really like a lot of that stuff, but unfortunately that's the way it has to go. And that's the way it's gone the last like four or five cycles. But I would just say, I just feel this morning like there is an air of positivity around most of us, not all of us. But I do think it's going to be good for everybody, and I certainly believe that through the economy.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.